Okay, good evening everyone. Again, I have muted the line so that if you're in an area where there's any background noise or we won't have to worry about that at all. So when you're ready to talk, please, all you got to do is hit star 6, okay? And that way you can talk and we can hear you. Because if you talk and you haven't hit star 6, then we can't hear you. So on that note, let's do it this way, and then everybody can hit it again. Or, you know, I'll tell you what, let's just do it out loud, and then nobody can hear you except for yourself, and I want to get to the right screen, because, as I've said before, with the ICANN mantra, if you want to, or some of us feel compelled to change the verbiage a little bit, like I have with the third stanza, the third point. My ICANN attitude allows me to teach people something. Not everybody's going to be a client, but in every encounter, we should be able to impact people's lives. Same thing with the fourth one that was part of the homework assignment, the fourth part of the mantra. Self-care, that was kind of a brand that Nikan was using. I like complete or total wellness. Complete is we've got everything. And you heard me on Saturday morning, those of you who got to hear Suzanne, Ann, and Lori share, which was an awesome call, which, by the way, again, to the three ladies, some wonderful feedback from people. I leveraged that on a three-way call yesterday, and I said to this newer consultant, you've got to get on these calls on Saturday morning. She's like, yeah, I don't want to listen to them, the recording ones. I want to hear them live. And so I told, abbreviated, what Suzanne, Ann, and Lori had shared. She said, oh, I've got it on my calendar. Nobody else is awake in our home at that time, and I will be on it. So, on that note, good evening. Who just joined? And I think you have to hit star 6 to talk. Give you another couple seconds. So, no worries. Let's go through from memory. If you can. If not, we allow you to cheat. The fourth stanza or the fourth aspect of the ICANN mantra or lesson 1. 1, 2, 3. My ICANN attitude only builds value in my brand. These values must substantiate my company's position as a thought leader in complete wellness, making me a go-to resource for my target group. I'm curious. Let's talk about that first. Before we share some of our ahas for the week, who gleans something from that when you're talking about the brand of Nikan? When you think about the company philosophies, when you think about the fact that this makes me a go-to resource, people are going to, the conversation I just had a few minutes ago, a gal is telling me she's standing in line, I think it was at her bank, and this gal comes up behind her and says, asks the question, do those magnets really work? And she turns around and says, I beg your pardon? And Nancy said, I totally forgot, Vance, that I was wearing my power band necklace. And it says Nikan right on it. And I got the gal's information, and she's going to buy some stuff from me. Well, that makes us a go-to resource for our target group. Who's our target group? Well, as my father always taught me, if they have a pulse, if their heart is beating, that's part of our audience. If their heart is not beating, they need to go talk to somebody else. So, takeaways from memorizing and focusing in on that fourth part of the mantra. Remember again, star 4 on your phone line will demute you. And then you can talk away. Or I could call on you. We could do starting with the East Coast, work our way west, or the vice versa. Someone demuted their line. Go ahead. No?
Hi, Vance. Can you hear me? It's Suzanne.
There we go. Yes, we can hear you. Thank you, Suzanne. I'm like, this is going to get really lonely just talking to myself.
I think it's the thing that jumps out at me or jumped out at me and continues to is the whole idea of a brand. You know, for 20 years, I'm looking forward to the future where people are just going to be walking around with Kenko seats under their arm, or, you know, when they're on in the airport, that's what they're going to bring on the airplane with them. I know it's more known now than it was 15 years ago, so we're moving in the right direction, but that's a great thing from a business standpoint that we still are not a known brand.
Well, and I think the three-way that I just did, and that's what made me a little bit tardy, just concluded was with an 18-year-old who just introduced to Nikin a few days ago by Elaine Matthews, who was like a dynamo, a pillar of Nikin, was introduced to Nikin by somebody who came through her toll booth. I mean, go figure. And her life was really, really bad. Her body was racked with pain. Amazing story. But so she introduces me to this 18-year-old discovering Nikin, and he wants to do Nikin to support ministry. And she texted me today and said, Vance, who does that sound like? I'm like, well, it kind of sounds like where I was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
But you're right, Suzanne. The more we continue, I also talked to another lady today that said, oh, Vance, I want to email you or text you my website because we're launching this new business and da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm just going, oh, goodness, here we go again. You know, another network marketing company that's ground floor opportunity, which is just as, what's the phrase Dennis Williams always says? Just as stable as the ground, or not so much. I can't remember the way he plays on words. But, yeah. So, excellent. Another takeaway from that statement, that recognizing and establishing the brand.
Vance, this is Laurie.
Go ahead, Laurie.
It's funny because I was just about to jump in when my sister did. My sister and I's dad, our dad, was a salesman, still is. He could sell ice to the Eskimos. And one of the things he always said was, you need to find the best. If you're going to sell something, you need to find the best. There's nothing else out there that even comes close. And then you don't have to sell it. You just have to share it. And so when I was listening and reading through this week's lesson, I thought of that. And I thought, it is the best. It's the best company, the whole picture of it, but it's the product as well. It's the whole thing. So sharing it is even easier, and I guess your passion comes from that as well, just the experience too, of course, that elevator seat. But it really is, it's the best, so it's easy.
And Lori, I want to key in on something that you shared on Saturday morning, and we kind of were talking about that because you're pretty passionate about it, you know, being the best. And I referenced, you know, the way Rick Murphy has really drilled it into my brain that we're the only total wellness company out there. We're it. And as I, you know, make a vital balance shake, or as I move the insoles into my shoes, or as I drink more water out of the waterfall, as I walk in and, say hi to a customer and I'm breathing clean air in her nail salon. We're it. We really are. So how do you, because you've been around this for a while, Lori, how do you not overwhelm somebody when you're introducing them to Nikan?
Can you repeat that very quickly? I just unmuted and I missed part of what you said.
Oh, okay. How do you not overwhelm somebody when you're introducing them and you know they desperately need the only total wellness company in the world?
It's really hard not to, you know, to advance this. Just give them a slice of pie. You know, don't give them the whole pie. And this is very hard because I feel so passionate about it. But if you share something and then you listen and listen to them, and today Suzanne and I did a three-way call, and this gal, she was in tears, and she just started to share her story, and then she shared what her needs were as well. And it was really amazing. So when you start to meet people with such character and, I mean, just amazing people, then it gets a little easier to listen more and share less. But it is very difficult because the company and what it's given me my life back is just absolutely amazing.
You know, listen more and share less. I've probably said this a zillion times already, especially with this group. It's the one thing 4 days a week, Monday through Friday, or excuse me, Monday through Thursday, I don't miss the opportunity. Literally, this morning I heard the van start and I'm running outside because there was a house full of teenage girls who were going on a hike, and then boys showed up and I'm going, oh, and I'm trying to get out the door as well. But the very last thing that I say to our 8-year-old, and sometimes I just use sign language. Patty, 2 ears, 1 mouth, what does that mean? I know, Daddy, I know you know, kiddo. But Goose, what does it mean? Listen twice as much as I talk. Okay, because that's what Miss Mayer wants you to do, right? She wants you to listen more than you're talking. Because this kid doesn't have my DNA, but she talks 10 times as much as her father and her mother combined, which that's scary in itself. So, great advice. Give them a slice of the pie. Nobody can eat a whole pie unless they're part of a pie-eating contest, and usually that's nothing more than a pie tin filled with whipping cream. So, excellent advice. Any other thoughts before we move on that fourth aspect, the brand, the total wellness, me being the go-to person?
I've had a great time in the last couple of weeks with a particular person who has referred us. I think this week I've talked to maybe 5 people that she referred to us. So when I talk brand to her, I make it clear we will deal with people's needs, and that's what I really want to know, rather than throwing the whole thing at an individual. And this lady has lost 40 pounds. She's now using more and more of the products. So it's been wonderful to promote the brand, but to continue to say, now this person, what's her specific need? Because I don't want to overwhelm. And it has made me more aware that when people are overwhelmed, they're less likely to make a move because they're thinking they're getting confused. But the truth is they're just being overwhelmed. But I have really liked that I'm a go-to person for her people, and I don't even know them. They're in Tennessee, and I'm in Virginia. So
okay.
One
of the things that jumps out at me, and I want to defer to Lori on this one, because, Sandra, you have an opportunity to go utilize the third stanza, my I can attitude allows me to teach people something that allowed value to their experience with me. You said she lost 40 pounds, right?
She didn't lose 40 pounds. She was able to drop her weight. She didn't lose it. She's not going to look for it. I got it. She didn't lose it. She dropped 40 pounds and is not coming back, and she talks about that too.
Okay, and see if you can, because I'm looking. I even showed them to our daughters on Saturday when we did this 6K walk for water. I was so excited. I said, look at these photos, you guys. This is the three ladies that I got to chat with this morning on my call. And, of course, they're used to their father being excited. But I said, look at this one right here. Look at the before and the after. Look at the before a few years ago, and look at the present day. And both of their eyebrows went up, and their eyes got, you know, like deer in the headlights. They went, wow. And I said, and I bet you money that Lori's not going to run out there and go find that 100 pounds that she donated. She's not looking for it. She didn't lose it. And that
I released it.
There you go. Huge. Absolutely huge. Absolutely huge. Okay. Anybody else want to share a takeaway before we switch gears? I want to be sensitive to our time. Okay. Looking at lesson number 5. So many. Yes.
Oh, this is Tyra. What I get from this mantra is that I have to create the value of the Neekin products in my speaking when I'm sharing with someone. I have to create the value, and I say for me, that comes from my personal experience, my personal testimony. You know, if I share something about what the company has done for me or the product has done for me, I add value to the conversation because until that person can hear or see value in the conversation, they won't think anything of it. It's just another thing out there. You know?
And I think that's, as I learned from Brenda Henley years ago, our why should make us cry. I think that's part of it, in that... exactly what you're saying, Tyra. We put the value on it. Because otherwise it's just another thing. And how many, I mean, I did it today. I prejudged somebody, and I shouldn't have, because it's just yet another company. And I'm going, oh, good grief. Oh, and I don't even know what the product is. But I know it deals with the product. And I'm going, I don't even want to really look at the website, but I said I would, just to be nice. So, lesson 5. Who's got a takeaway? Somebody who hasn't shared already. But don't make me call on you, because I will. I know who's on the call, but there's one last person that got on. You slipped in there.
Vance?
Yes?
This is Colleen. I had several things written down from the lesson, but one of the things that stood out was the statement, winning and losing are on the opposite side of the coin, and only we can be the discipline of what happens. And I thought that was mm-hmm. a unique way to think about it.
Mm-hmm. And you need to be careful, Colleen, with that you could call it a super optimistic attitude, because the more optimistic you are, you're going to find some people, they get sick of your optimism really quick. They don't want to hang around you if you're going to be optimistic and seeing the glass is always half full, because some people want to be negative.
That's true.
And because so many of us are on Facebook, I have to be very careful in the details that, you know, that I share, because as I did via a text to the sisters and their aunt, and I love the way that one of you described it back to me as a red letter day, but Colleen, I'm going to let you finish, because I've got this little, as Larry Prophet would say, a little fog in my throat, and my eyes are starting to sweat, so I need to not even sit here. I don't have any tissue in the garage, and I'm not going to grab a grease rag. But I'll save that to the end, because it's really, really cool what's happened in our family and how we got to see how my ICANN attitude is a manifestation of our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. Really some neat things happening. So other takeaways from Lesson 5, Colleen?
I just thought that was neat. And just change happens over time. You know, we only doing work provides change, and that's something that we need to think about, too.
Mm-hmm.
So those were a couple of things that really hit me, I guess. That was pretty interesting.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Colleen. Who else?
This is Rita.
Go ahead, Rita.
Other than the testimony about some guy that was talking about feeding sheep, that was you.
Yeah, he was a little bit zealous. And that was a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago.
I thought that was really good and a nice way of putting it. Things that stood out were the golden rule, and then don't react, breathe, think, remember your ICANN, and going and don't.
Who else?
Norma.
Go ahead, Norma.
Okay, one of the things is if we don't trust what we're going to say, basically, don't trust ourselves or the planet or the company, or maybe if there's a problem there somewhere. So we need to kind of evaluate where it's coming from.
Okay. I'm looking over my notes as you're sharing this, as people are sharing. I love the opposite sides of the same coin. I think the biggest thing that I see that millennials today, and the research is out there, that I can't think my way into healthy action, but I can act my way into healthy thinking. So many people will say, oh yeah, I really want to do that, but... And they never get started. Oh, I wish I could have done that, but you're young, you can do that. Well, you've got to take a step. And being part of this group is taking that step. Yeah, go ahead.
This is Janice.
Good evening, Janice.
Hi, how are you?
Sorry, excellent. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just, I liked what you just said, you know, that just advancing forward is the important part, and I keep going back over different lessons, because I just love lesson two, because it reminds me, you know, of that itty-bitty little committee, and how I want to stay out of that, you know, just, you know, it's said so nicely, so, but advancing forward, just continuing to go forward is what it's all about as far as I'm concerned. And I shared with one of my folks today that, you know, that she can jump on these calls. I know she's we're halfway into it, but I said, you know, it's really possible that this will be good for you. So I'm hoping that's okay.
Well, if I said no, I'd be brain dead. because, you know, I encourage people that I talk to who are faith-based, or that they find themselves most weekends in some sort of auditorium or group of people that are forward thinkers. Man, jump on Monday morning at 7 a.m. There's this great ragamuffin group, and Janice, you're part of it. Rita's on that. But today I missed it because literally at the same time the call was happening, I got a house full of teenagers that are going hiking. And I'm going, I love these kids. I absolutely love these kids. And if I jump on this prayer call, I'm going to miss the opportunity that's right in front of me. And so that's where we have to make that shift sometimes, that we can get caught up in doing the business of NECAN. And when we say to somebody, hey, when's a good time? And they say, well, how about this time? Oh, I can't do that because that's my time with this.
Yeah.
And it's really not a business building tool. It's like Oswald Chambers would say, you know, oh, that's your time to spend with God. Well, that's not your time with God. That's your time with your habit. And some habits need to be broken, because although they can be good and noble, are they really business building if you're part of something that's distracting you from being in front of a live person? Because these same four teenagers that were at our house this morning were here this afternoon, and two of the four are looking for jobs. And I said, hey, I just read, or Stacy read with me, you know, shared with me on Facebook this morning that this company, starting pay, I think, is $24 or $30 an hour, and they're looking for 300 people right now. And he lit up. I mean, he's like, oh, my goodness, man, look. It's like he would have kissed my feet if I asked him to do it, because I just presented him a golden opportunity, and he doesn't want to continue doing what he's doing right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. But, you know, I would have taken your priorities this morning. I would have gotten my teenagers out the door. That would sound like the most important thing you were doing this morning. Absolutely. Truly.
And this is one of those things I've learned with the ICANN attitude. Is we make shifts. We don't get locked in, as Marty keeps telling us, you know, precedent. Okay? Principles. Let's just take a step back and say, wait a second. Just because we know all the names of all the millionaires' clubs, most people, they don't care about that stuff. Just because we are on a conference call with Herb Rapp and he's part of the Team Kaizen group, what's the why behind that? Doesn't really do anything.
Sam?
Go ahead, Suzanne.
I know I've spoken already, but there were two things that really spoke to me in this. And one of the overarching things is, you know, it is profound what Marty put together here. You know, every word, every sentence, he just took such care, I think, to put this together, because it is so amazing the things that he's put out here for us. But towards the bottom of page 2, in the print, it says, something has to change if something is going to change.
Mm.
And,
yep.
Hey, that's pretty easy, but, you know, and then he says, and something must change if we want success that will last, if we want to create even more health and success for ourselves and others.
Mm-hmm.
And that just really, you know, every time I read that or heard it, I said, yeah, that's definitely true. And then on page 4 towards the top, he talks about courage. That, you know, don't forget that courage does not mean being fearless. Courage is just going forward regardless of the perceived danger or risk.
So those are the two, you know, things that just kept jumping out at me every time I listened or read this.
Yeah, there's another one that has been a kind of one of my favorite quotes by Oswald Chambers, is that, and it goes right along with courage, and that is tenacity is the refusing to accept that your hero can be conquered. You know, and there's a hero within each and every one of us. And when we realize that, wait a second, I'm born, I'm living, I'm breathing air right now, so that means I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, as they say, I'm not pushing up daisies. So the hero that's inside of me, this living, breathing entity, I can tackle more things than I ever dreamed possible. You know, the song from The Greatest Showman, there's a million dreams that are keeping me awake. You know, those are, that's the way it should be. I mean, I'm going to eventually have to take the soundtrack out of our van, because when we drive down the road, it becomes a mobile concert, and the whole family singing it, and then we start getting teary-eyed because Stacy will say, this is what I'm thinking about for Kenya. And then we start dreaming about all these things, like, okay, we got to do this, we got to do this, and it just, we get fired up. A couple weeks ago, we never even made it to church, en route to church, because of that silly soundtrack. So, anyhow, any other takeaways? I don't want to leave anybody out. Okay, there's two more things I want to share, and I got to get my fingers to work faster here. Larry, let me see if I can find it here. Here it is. Larry rewrote, and I want to encourage everybody to do this. He rewrote his elevator speech because he said, Vance, it was too long and it didn't have enough passion in it. And this is, and he's at a choir rehearsal, the dress rehearsal for a big concert tonight. That's why, and I said, Larry, with your permission, I'd like to share it. And he said, absolutely. And he said, this is how he wrote it. Over the years, my wife and I discovered that using Western medicine as the first resort to diagnose the problem and the last resort to provide relief was a safer approach to staying healthy. We became alarmed as we lost many family and friends to cancer and chronic illnesses and became convinced that high pH, filtered water, and nutrition would be our best insurance to prevent that ourselves. 4 years ago, I broke both ankles and my back in a paragliding accident, and after surgery, began having serious problems due to painkillers. Applying our core beliefs and using magnetic therapy, I was off all painkillers within 2 weeks. We now use healthy products from one source to stay healthy and save money. It is exciting to show others how to live healthier and happier without prescriptions and medical appointments. Would you be open to that?
Wow.
Well, I'm going to go back to Larry later tonight, or first thing tomorrow morning, and I'm going to share that with him. You've got a wow and a fantastic. So I shared with Larry today, I said, Larry, the three that you heard on Saturday morning from Suzanne, Ann, and Lori, trust me, they've been revamped. They've been scrutinized. They've been rewritten time and time again. It didn't happen, you know, overnight. So tweak it. If it doesn't convey passion, go back and rework it again. Share it with people. One of the greatest things that we can do in launching or relaunching or is continuing to build our business is simply, especially somebody who knows us, that knows we're in Nikan, say, hey, I rewrote my elevator speech, and it's for an assignment with this course I'm taking. Can I practice on you? Can you give me some constructive criticism? Because I value your input. What are they going to say? You know, Vance, that's terrible. Vance, I don't believe a word of that. Vance, do you really think those products did that for you? I doubt it. I doubt they're going to say that. So, a wow and a fantastic. I can give that back to him. Any other thoughts on lesson 5?
I like the part that says, I'm a go-to resource. And that reinforces my need to use the products because I can't tell them what works or I can't speak enthusiastically or confidently if I don't have that in myself. So I have to use the products. And in using them, I just get better and it's apparent and it's a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm. And leading up to that, that's exactly what Lesson 6 is all about, being a product of the product. And you're going to hear Marty talk about this, and it's so incredibly crucial that when we're talking to somebody and we say, oh yeah, this is what you should really use, and in the back of our mind, this little voice is saying, well, I should be using that too, but I haven't invested in that. Why not? So that's where it becomes an absolute core issue as you go through that.
Vance, I have something to contribute. This is Anne. Sorry I got on late, but I had a
No worries.
The birthday celebration. But when I was listening to Lesson 5, I heard this voice that I seem to hear very often now, and I know that voice. That's Vance. And I don't know if anyone brought this up, but when I heard your voice, it was, oh, I know this person, and he has good things to say. And it was interesting because I felt like I was seeing you in person every time I listened to the lesson. And when Marty said, it's so humbling to know that someone at your level, as I'm in level, is participating in this, like the whole equality of this, that this can be applied to anyone, no matter your age, your rank, whatever, this I can, and the synchronicities that are happening in my life on a daily basis are just absolutely astounding. So I just want to thank you for your initial involvement and continuing this for the rest of us.
Well, Anne, and I have to pay tribute to people like Jeannie Zeden and Carol John, because Carol and Jeannie were part of the initial group, and they, along with others, there was a slew of them that said, Vance, you gotta get on this I Can Attitude thing. And I surrendered the $90 and joined the group. And I remember the first Wednesday afternoon phone call. I was helping my brother, and I was cleaning, not pressure washing, but I was listening to the call live, and I was so awestruck. I told my brother, I said, hey, Wednesday at this time, I'm off the clock. I can't help you do anything. Because I wanted to listen to him live, and then as you heard me share that testimony, if I couldn't listen to him live, because of no cell phone signal or whatever, I listened to him first thing Thursday morning because I felt like I was missing out and I didn't want to be delayed on that. And that's why I really, really, you've heard me say this before, I really want to stress the memorization when it comes to the homework. It is absolutely critical because I had an epiphany Saturday morning when I woke up at my normal time, which is usually 5:15, 5:30-ish. I always wake up well before the alarm clock goes off. It's just the way my body's wired. And as I went through my little morning ritual, my mission statement, Nehemiah 13:31, Psalms 5, verses 3, and then I go right into my I can attitude as a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. I was laying in bed, and I started sobbing because it hit me that 24 hours earlier, I was just saying, okay, God, Stacy's got this interview today. This is absolutely huge in so many ways. I can't, as her husband, continue to watch her be immersed in a toxic environment and getting beat up mentally, emotionally, and physically by the special needs kids that she's working with. I can't continue to do this anymore. And 24 hours later, Saturday morning, I'm sitting here going, it happened. She interviewed, she observed, and then a few hours later, the principal of the school, the most ethnically diverse private school in the state of Oregon, called her back and said, the job's yours if you want it. And it's not about the money, it's not about anything, but it's about the principle that when we sow things into fertile soil and when we make that mindset, my I can attitude is a manifestation. And here, this was not for me, this was for my wife as an extension of me. And it was such a eye-opening, awe-inspiring Saturday morning laying in bed just going, oh my goodness, how did I miss this? And I had the same epiphany Sunday morning and again this morning. Like, it's true, it's happening. It really is happening. So you're going to experience more things like that time and time again. And I want to encourage you that as you do that, as you have these little epiphanies, write them down, put them someplace where you can go back, and when you're having one of those days where it doesn't seem like anything right is happening, go back and look at those. Again, Suzanne, was it you or was it Ann or was it Lori? Who's the one that texted me and said, oh, wow, Vance, it sounds like you had a red letter day?
That was me, Vance, Lori.
Okay.
I say that often. I say it often.
Okay. And what for all of us, what does a red letter day mean?
Oh, it's above and beyond. It's above and beyond a normal day. It's like everything just seems to go your way.
Okay.
It's almost like God smiling down on you a little extra.
Okay, well, it definitely was a red letter day, because all I kept thinking of is the scarlet letter. And I said to myself, I know that's not what Lori's talking about, because the scarlet letter is not really, a positive, uplifting story. I've read that. Okay, I've read that book. But it's really cool to see that. And the more we commit to this, the more we put things out there, the more we start to, and again, so again, I can't stress it enough. Memorization of this mantra, again, change the verbiage. If it doesn't flow off your tongue, if it doesn't resonate with your spirit, change it all around. It should become very, very simple, like a song, like a well-written song. I don't even need to sing every stanza of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. If I start singing it, you're going to just start going the E-I-E-I-E-I-O. I mean, it's just we all are the Oscar Mayer Wiener song. All of this is branding, but it's because it flows. So whatever we have to do to tweak and change that mantra, make it your own, just like your elevator pitch, it shouldn't be scripted. It should just be flowing. So on that note, Lesson 6, next week, same time, same place. Thank you to everybody. Love this group, even when it's a national night out and only half of us can be on the call. And thank you for enduring me working on the lawnmower in the garage. Hopefully the sound has been somewhat tolerable.
Vance, we love you too.
Hey, mutual. Right back at you, baby. I'm telling you. Right back at you. Times 10. So have a great evening, those of you who have an evening left. And if there's anything, as always, anything we can do on our part, don't hesitate. Text individually, of course. Call, email, and happy to serve. Have a great evening, everybody.
Thanks, Vance.